ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the songs sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の童謡のレッスン7へようこそ。
Welcome to Lesson 7 of our Japanese Children's Song Series. Naomi-sensei, can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on this time?
Shabondama.
Which means soap bubbles.
Right. It's a well-known kids' song about soap bubbles.
Naomi-sensei, what can you tell us about the background of this song?
Well, it was written by a poet called Noguchi Ujo, or Ujo Noguchi, and was released in 1922.
Now, I did some research.
Oh.えらい。
Deisho? Right? This song sounds really cute. You know, being about bubbles and all. But actually, it's quite sad.
Ah, そうなんだよね。Right. Actually, it's said that the songwriter was mourning the death of his daughter when he wrote this song.
So he was thinking of his daughter as the soap bubbles portrayed in the song.
そう。
I think when you hear the song and listen to the lyrics, you'll understand why it sounds so sad.
Yes.Even as a kid's song, it has a very sad feeling to it.
And before we listen to the song, actually the background that we just explained is not very well known in Japan.
No, not at all.
So if you have the chance to explain about this to your Japanese friend or family member, I think they're going to be very impressed.
そうですね。Definitely.
Let's take a listen to the song and then take a look at the lyrics.The lines in this song are very short, and they're fairly easy to understand. Well, I think.
そうですね。Yes. And there is a lot of repetition.
Can we hear the first line, Naomi-sensei?
Sure. シャボン玉飛んだ。屋根まで飛んだ。
Let's break this sentence down.
シャボン玉, as you know, it's a soap bubble. 飛んだ is the informal past form of the verb 飛ぶ, which means to fly, or in this case, to float.
So?
シャボン玉飛んだ。
The soap bubble floated away. Naomi-sensei?
はい。
How high did it go?
The next part says, 屋根まで飛んだ。屋根 is?
Roof.
And まで means?
Until, but in this case, to, as in, to the roof.
Right. So this line means it floated up to the roof.
Can we hear the line again?
Sure. シャボン玉飛んだ。屋根まで飛んだ。
My little soap bubble floated away. It soared up to the roof. And what happens next?
屋根まで飛んで、壊れて消えた。
The first part is almost the same as the line before it.
Right. In the last line, we had 飛んだ, which was a past tense. In this line, it's in the te form. 屋根まで飛んで。
The te form is used to connect multiple actions. So first, 屋根まで飛んで。It soared up to the roof. And then what?
壊れて消えた。壊れて is the te form of the verb 壊れる, to break or to burst.
And then?
消えた。The past tense of the verb 消える
to disappear. So when you connect multiple verbs together, they all need to be in the te form, except for the last one.
はい、そうです。
The last one can be in the present tense, past tense, etc. And it decides the tense for all the previous verbs. In this case, it's the past tense, which tells us that all the verbs before it took place in the past as well.
そうですね、right. So all together, it's 屋根まで飛んで、壊れて、消えた。
It, the bubble, soared up to the roof, popped, and disappeared. Quite sad if you think about it in the context of the background we gave you.
そうですね。悲しいですね。It's sad.
Okay, on to the next verse.
シャボン玉、消えた。飛ばずに、消えた。
We're hearing a lot of the same words now.
Yes. シャボン玉、消えた。
Bubble is gone. But of course, this is translated as, my little soap bubble is gone.
飛ばずに、消えた。
Gone before it could float away. Let's take a look at this. 飛ばずに。
This, ずに。Means without doing something, as in to do an action without doing something else. It's formed by adding ず to the plain negative stem.
Nami-sensei?
はい。
Let's just quickly cover the plain negative stem.
Well, basically, it's the negative form of a verb without the nai at the end. That's called the negative stem or nai form stem.
So the negative form of tobu is?
飛ばない。
So you take away nai? And you have?
飛ば。
This is the negative stem.
Right. And then you add ずに。So you have 飛ばずに。
Without floating away.
そうです。飛ばずに消えた。
Literally, it disappeared without floating away. Can we hear the line again?
シャボン玉消えた。
In the translation, it becomes, my little soap bubble is gone.
飛ばずに消えた。
Gone before it could float away. And the next line?
生まれてすぐに、壊れて、消えた。
生まれて is the te form of
生まれる。
To be born.
そうですね。すぐに means soon. So, 生まれてすぐに means soon after it was born.
Soon after it was born, 壊れて、消えた。
はい。
It popped and disappeared.
Right. It creates a sad image.
Very sad.The bubble didn't have a chance to float up and popped right away. Can you read that line again?
生まれてすぐに壊れて消えた。
Just after it was born, it popped and disappeared. And now the last line of the song.
風、風、吹くな。シャボン玉、飛ばそう。
風。So the speaker is addressing the wind, like, oh wind.
そうですね。Yes. 風、風、吹くな。吹く means to blow.And when you add na to the dictionary form, it means don't.
It's a very strong way of telling someone not to do something.
そうですね。It's called imperative in grammar term. And the last part, シャボン玉飛ばそう。This 飛ばそう is the shortened form of 飛ばそう。
Which is the volitional form of?
飛ばす。
To make something fly.
So 飛ばそう is something like,Let's make it fly, or let's make it float.
By using the volitional, it's like the speaker is making a request, or asking the wind to please let the little bubble float away. Can we hear the line once more?
はい。風風吹くな。シャボン玉飛ばそう。
Oh wind, will you stop blowing? Or stop blowing. Let my little soap bubbles float.
Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Even though it was a very sad song, we hope you learned something and we hope you enjoyed it. So please definitely let us know what you think of it.
Yes, please leave us a comment.
Thanks for listening to the Japanese Children's Song Series. Until next time.
じゃあまた!
Find a more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.